ואלה שמויס בני ישראל הבוים מצרים. פרי מגודים סימן ריש פי היי בייז brings down from דורשי רשומס. דורשי רשומס say ואלה שמויס, שמויס is ראשי טייבס שתיים מיקרו ואחד תרגום. Sad chidor brings it down from Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the world fragt the kasha. Shtay mikro vechol targum starts in Bereishis. Why the remes v'shtay mikro vechol targum is in Parsha Shmois and Seder Shmois? This remes would be the best thing would be in the beginning. So some say pshat that it's merames that even in Shmois, even in names, you have to say shtay mikro vechol targum. Like the Gemara says in Brochus, Le'olam yashlim odom parshi Yosef im atzibur shtayim mikro ve'echo targum ve'afilu atoris bedivay. But I heard once another pshat. In Chumash Bereishis, everyone says shtayim mikro ve'echo targum. It comes to Shmois, some people already fall behind. As Evi Dafayoimi, after the Siyum, everyone join. Erev in Yevomes, we left with a half, yeah? So, when it comes to Chumash Shmois, the pasuk is mechazik again. Ve'ele Shmois, le'olam a person has to read shtayim mikro ve'echo targum. Ve'ele Shmois bnei Yisrael haboyim mitzrayimo. What is haboyim mitzrayimo? The right way would be to write ve'ele Shmois bnei Yisrael shebo'u le'mitzrayim. What is haboyim mitzrayimo? Haboyim is mashma consisting. The whole time they were coming, they were consistent coming. Logur ba'oretz bonu, sheyordu shom sheloy al menas lishtakea. They know we're going back to Eretz Yisrael. Temporarily, we are in Mitzrayim. So the whole time they were in a matzav of aboy Mitzrayim. ויומוס יויסה וכל איכו וכל הדורו ובני ישראל פורו וישרצו וירבו ויעצמו במועד מועד ותמלא אורץ אויסה. What the pasuk is coming to say? So the Ma'aril says that כיוון שפורו ושורצו וירבו ויעצמו במועד מועד it was very crowded, you know, there was so much people, so they started to go out. And then Vayakutsu Mitzrayim Ibnei Bnei Yisrael. But the Besalevi says that when Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, they knew that they have to be there for 400 years. So they thought, what is the best way to be there? To become close to the government, to become close to the people, to the nature. Like this, the Mitzrim will accept them. The Mitzrim will accept them. But it's punkt verkehrt. While they became close to the Mitzrim, Hashem was scared they will be in marriage and they'll start to be Yisboilelus. So Hashem made the Mitzrim to hate them. Lu yitzuyer, they will keep away. Golus Mitzrayim would be less. We had the same thing in Germany. And the most country that the Yidden try to be close to the Goyim, this brings the Tzoras. That when you keep away from them, Hashem doesn't need to bring you the Tzoras. People think I'll be nice with it, modern, to fit. When a person tries to fit himself to the goyim, and Hashem doesn't want that Klal Yisrael chas v'sholem over misarev with the goyim and become like them, Chazal say Sinai sheyoldo sino leumas ha'olam. A part of the present that we got when we got the Torah is we got that they hate us. It's a part of the present. He gave us a present, the Torah, and with that he gave us a protecting present that they hate us. This was a protecting for Klal Yisrael. Not va grade the haters. Every time when Klal Yisrael try to become close, Hashem sends a richuk. Vayokro melech chodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yoda esir Yisef. Someone showed me today a nice Chasim Sefer. The Chasim Sefer says, the Targum says, Vayokro melech chodosh al Mitzrayim delo mekayim gzeir esir Yisef. Rashi says, Chad omar chodosh mamesh, Chad omar shenischad shu gzeir Yisef. Chasim Sefer says, what is gzeir esir Yisef? Yosef made a gzeir that every one of the Mitzrayim has to make a bris milah. He did it mainly because he wanted that the Yidden will keep a bris milah. So he said, if everyone does it in the country, so the Yidden will be easier for them to keep it. What he explained to Mitzrayim, he said, listen, there's not enough food, there's hunger in the country. It's like China, people are not stopping to be born. So if you make a bris milah, it breaks the taiva. And maybe there will be less kids. This is the way he convinced Mitzrayim to delude the people and the country. Aber bnei Yisrael poru v'yishretzu v'yarbu v'yatzmu b'moed moed. He sees Melech Mitzrayim that the Yidden are just not stopping to grow. So he sees that the bris milah doesn't stop the time and doesn't stop the growth. And mainly he was mevatel the gzeir. V'yokom Melech chodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yoda es Yosef. Rashi says it's a Gemara and Soito. Also, atzmoi keilu lo yod. He made himself. He pretended that he doesn't remember King Yosef, what Yosef did for Klal Yisrael. And here we have to understand. This Melech Chodesh is a bad Melech. He's killing Yidden. Terrible. Rosha Hitler. Every morning he would rinse in baths full with blood of Jewish kids. And we tell him, Yosef, where's the Akoras HaToy for Yosef? What we want from a guy that is killing Yidden to say, where's the Akoras HaToy? So there's a Givaldike vote from Rabbi Liboch, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livroche. Rabbi Liboch said the following vote in two steps. First, we see that Akoras HaToiv is very important. We see in the previous parshas, Yosef tells the Achim, you stole the Becher. Shilamtem ro tachas toivo. I invited you to the house, I was nice to you, and you stole my gevir, you stole my becher. He's a ganav, they steal from the king. Where's the Akoras HaToiv that I invited you? We see that even from a guy, we expect Akoras HaToiv. A person that doesn't have Akoras HaToiv, he's worse, it's lower from a retziche. And the teva of a person is makir toiv. A person that is not makir toiv, he's a mushkis. It's a hashchose. Chazal say, if you don't makir toiv b'teiva shel chaveiro, you're not makir toiv b'teiva shel ribbono shel olam. It's the same thing. A person knows Hashem created him. A person knows his parents brought him to the world. But if he doesn't have the teva of Akoras HaToiv, it's the hashchose. So when we come to a taina to a goy, we tell the guy, Asher lo yoda es Yosef. So you're killing the kids. Where's your Akoras HaToiv? Akoras HaToiv. He's a Ritzeach. Akoras HaToiv. Akoras HaToiv, we think it's a thing for Bali Maile. It's not a thing for Bali Maile. And the Medrash Rabbe says, Ish Mitzri Hitzilonu, they had Akoras HaToiv. They had Akoras HaToiv. Paroi did not have Akoras HaToiv till he gets lower and lower. Mi Hashem asher ishma bekoiloi. When you don't have a Akoras HaToiv, Akoifo b'toivosei shel chaveiroi, Soifo koifo b'toivosei shel moke. It says later, when Moshe, we'll get to it, goes out and he sees the Yidden hit each other, Rosho lomo take reyecho. Halorgeni atoimer, כאשר הורגת את המצרים. ויאמר אוכן נוידה הדובו. We'll see later that Mitzri that was hitting the Yid, Chazal say he's the Mitzri that was really, he married his wife. It was the only time in Mitzrayim that was that a Mitzri was Me'anes Isha. And in the morning, that Mitzri realized that Dasam Ma'avira, they thought that he was the one that came by night, and he was hitting them. And Moshe killed that Mitzri. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was yelling at the Yid, Rashi says, now I know why they're in Golus. They speak Lashon Hara. They were not Makir Toiv to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Yisoid of Golus Mitzrayim started, the Mitzrim did not have the Akoras HaToiv. I heard from the Bala Machshava, they say this is the reason when Moshe Aaron did the Makas, it was said that they're not allowed to hit the water because the water saved Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not allowed to hit the sand because the sand saved him when he had to bury the Mitzri. The whole milchama with Mitzrayim is Akoras HaToiv. When Moshe is punishing him then, he's marked with an Akoras HaToiv. But this is famous. Rabbi Liborich added a knesh. Asher lo yoda es Yosef oso atzmoy kemisha lo yoda. He says, a person in Teva and nature cannot be not a Makir Toiv. Everyone b'cheftza is a Makir Toiv. So what do you do when you have to not to be Makir Toiv? We call it selective memory. For example, a guy doesn't want to support the yeshiva that he learned with. So, you know what he does? He asks him, where you learn? Torah Tmima. He doesn't say he was a mir after it. He's a Nostan Stein guy, yeah? There's no shaykhs. The mirror is a cat, garnished. Selective memory. He doesn't want, because if he learned in the yeshiva, then when they approach him, he has a problem. So he brings himself up, who I am. A guy in emotion that plans to be Makir Tov to his Rebbe in the third grade, will you learn? He'll say, kindergarten, I learned there. Masifta, I learned there. He's playing. He's Makir Tov to this little Rebbe that helped him in the fourth grade when all the kids were chasing him, yeah? So all of his life, he wants to be Makir Tov. So when you ask him, will you learn? His record starts from that years. The guy that is not planning to Makir Tov, he doesn't call to say that he's getting married. Not that he doesn't remember. But because when you remember, you have to make your life. He just doesn't remember how much time his parents took him out, how much time they sent him to camp when they didn't have money. He just doesn't remember it. Because if he remembers, he owes them a call to make life. Asher lo yoda es Yosef also atzmoy kemisha lo yoda. If he remembers Yosef, he couldn't shecht in the kids. He made himself, he convinced himself. Vayemer el amo, hine abne Yisrael rav otzu mimenu ove nishak maloi pen tikirbe vesikrenu milchomo ove nimchal bonu vayisimu olav sorim misim laman anoisom besivloisom vayiven orim miskenois leparoi es pitem ves ramses וכאשר יענו הישראל, כן ירבה וכן יפרץ, ויקוצו מפני בני ישראל. כאשר יענו הישראל, כן ירבה וכן יפרץ. So the Gemara says, כן רובה וכן פורץ, ומדרושוי, רוח הקדש אומר, אתם אומרים פן ירבה, ואני אומר, כן ירבה וכן יפרץ. סלבי explains, that's a very big מוסר. In the Hemshech HaParsha, Paro is scared that Moshiach Shel Yisrael is born. He tells everyone to drown the kids in the water. He tells everyone to drown the kids in the water. Because he tells everyone to drown the kids in the water, Yocheved cannot hide Moshe Rabbeinu. She puts him in the river. Because of that, Basya Baspari comes and she pulls him out of the water. We'll get to it in a second. And Moshe Rabbeinu is raised in Power's house. Ibn Ezra is a very choshev, and Ibn Ezra says why Moshe was raised there, and I can't say it, but Ibn Ezra has a right to say it. Ibn Ezra says for two reasons. Moshe had to be the manig of Klal Yisrael. Hashem wanted him to grow in the house of a king, not to grow in the position of a slave till 80 years old. Because he had to have inside his genes, but he says more from that, that Klal Yisrael will respect him. If he will grow with them together and one day he'll become Moshe Rabbeinu, it'll be hard for Klal Yisrael to accept the Malchus, to accept the Torah from Moshe. So Hashem separated him already from the beginning. But Zogdi B'Salevi, Paroi decided to destroy Klal Yisrael. And he made a gzeira to kill the kids. And who took care of this kid? Paroi. If Paroi would not make a gzeira, and the kid would be in the street, there's a lot of chances that he would be killed. One time they would miss a stone, they would put him in to fill up a stone. It was all different. The Mitzvim did what they wanted, the Jews. It was a matzah. Paroi, Moshe was protected. Protected in a gold house. No missing food, the healthiest doctors. Someone was taking care of who Paroi? When Hashem decides that something has to happen to you, don't be scared, my neighbor fashmutzes me. Don't be scared. That this bachur says bad things about me. This person says this, this person says that. He's trying to spoil to me. When Hashem wants you to get it, the guy that is trying to spoil to you, he will be the one that will take care of you. Paroi brought up Moshe Rabbeinu. And you're nervous from the neighbor. He's taking away my job. He's taking away my business. The one that wants to do bad for you, if the gzeira is that it has to come to you, Zogdi B'Salevi will come. Kashayan oisik en yirbe vechen yifritz. Zogdi B'Foshim, it's not only even so. The more that Klal Yisrael were in a matzav of Golus, there was zoyche lechen yirbe vechen yifritz. It's a part of that 210 years, the Golus in Mitzrayim was shorter because it was koshi ha-shibut. The more that the Gashmis is mismaetes, the Kedusha, the Koyach come out. They rushed Klal Yisrael out. They made it all, the Neshomes came out. But Klal Yisrael had enough people to suffer. So the Ruach HaKedosh Emeres, Ato Imer Pen Yirme Vechen Yifroitz, Vani Imer Kasher Yan Roisoi Ken Yirme Vechen Yifroitz. That makes it to grow. Ve'yavidu Mitzrayim is Bnei Yisrael Beperech. What is Beperech? Chazal say, Avoidas Anoshim Lenoshim, Ve'avoidas Noshim. The men had to look after the kids, and the ladies had to build the buildings. So every time people say, so what is so bad about it? Say, for a man to do what a lady has to do is terrible. And for a lady to build is terrible. No. Could be it's also good. But the real pshat is that Avodas Perech, Chazal say, they built Pitom v'Ramses. What was the problem with Pitom v'Ramses? They finished the building, it collapsed. If you tell a person now, pick up your hand and put it down. Pick it up and put it down. $100 an hour. No one could do it. I tried it once with a guy. 40 minutes he managed. My son, 45 minutes. For $100, just pick up your hand. You can't do it. A guy could build a building, put some bricks, he's doing something. To do nothing, a person can't, even for $100. If any time when he hits, a penny will come down, he will manage. But just to do useless, a person can't. Now, when the Sporech was, they build a building, they build a city, and it was like that, that when they finished, it collapsed. How a person gives you a feeling that all of your job is nothing? He tells the lady, you do the man's job, and he tells the man to do the lady's job. Guy thinks, if he really needs the job, why is he not asking the lady to do the lady job and the man to do the man job? The answer is, he doesn't need it. So not they did it so bad that the ladies were building, but if they need building, it's men. The tenant says they don't need the building. The building will not come out good. The man can't make the baby quiet. The answer is he doesn't want the baby to be quiet. He doesn't want the house to be clean. Neat, yeah? This is a part of the Avodas Perech. He runs from my Shverb of Ron Gurwitz. I was a person in jail. And they had a job. They had like a river under near his room. And every morning he had to get up and take water and pour out the window. The whole day. After 20 years, he was free. So he went to see that big garden outside. And he says, Golnish, the water just went down. The guy got a heart attack and he died. He rests for 20 years, he's just pouring water to Golnish. He told Alamol, you know, they need someone, they need water somewhere, so he's doing that. So he managed to fill up, he's filling up the water. This is his job. Avodas Perech. You think it's not nagea to you. You think it's nagea to Mitzrayim. It's nagea to every bachur. Some bachurim, maybe we need to speak to them privately, they feel that what they're doing in yeshiva will become is for no reason. They don't understand what will come out that they're doing by Bekame. What will come out that they will chapshe? What will come out? They don't know. So by them it's mamish avodas perech. It's like picking up the hand. They're going out of their mind. You could see that they're going out of their mind. If a person will know this is the ladder for growth. This is the way to become a Talmid Chochem. It's a part of a chain. It's not hard. A lot of times a bacher feels that it's hard because he doesn't have the right hashkafa. Sometimes not his fault. Sometimes some people put it in his head. They're roitzchim, these people that put it in their head. Now, for a person, it's not so important to work in a shir. He's a roitzeach. Why is a roitzeach not Talmid Chochem? Because he's causing the guy to do Avodas Perech. No one could do Avodas Perech. For $100, a person can't pick up his hand for an hour. And you want this guy every day for 4 hours to kvetch. Explain to him why. And then you don't know why, but we have a Maseiro from Reb Aaron Kotler, we have a Maseiro from Chai Valozhner, that is the only way to serve Hashem. So it's not Avodas Perech, you're growing. A person has to understand he's in a system. He's davening. If he will daven every day like he has to, he'll become closer to Hashem. If not, he feels he's doing nothing. He doesn't know why he's sitting with so long in Shabbos, yeah? He comes late and he skips. It makes him easier. He can't say it everything. The slich is, aneinu, mishana, yeah? He doesn't know why it's so long. He feels it's useless. This is Avodas Perech. Person sometimes has to take care to understand what he's doing. When a person will understand what he's doing, he will have the koyach. ושם השם יספוע ויאמר בירדכם עשר עבריאס וראיסם על האבנועים עם בין הוא ועמיסם מויסוי ועם בסי וחויה ותראינה מירדס עשר אלויקים ולא יוסו כאשר דיבר עליהם מלך מצרים ותחיין עשר ילוד So Paroi calls them בירדס העבריאס and he tells them בירדכם עשר עבריאס וראיסם על האבנועים inside The Maharsha explains why he called the Miyaldas Ivriyas and he told them to kill the kids when they're inside the stomach. So Balabatish, he kills them inside. When it's born, the mother will think, no, too bad. I had a dead baby. Maharsha says more from that. Benoyach is neragala ubrim. So the Benoyach did not have a heter to kill. It's Yehorik Valiyavah. It's Tarek of Shmuel. Masheng Leir is not Neregel Ha'ubrim, it's only a lav. So if Paro is going to kill them, if not, as Yehorik Valiyavah, they're allowed to kill the kids. So he was not expecting them to kill when they came out. Then he knew that they would not listen. Aber al avnoim, he believed that they will listen. Marsha. And Bemele, he believed that they will listen. Vatirena miyadus aser elokim, state that misa b'day shumayim is, even when you kill the ubrim. Bemele v'lo yosu kasher dibra le melech mitzrayim v'atchayenu esa yelod. So v'ikol amiyadus ha'ivri yos asher shem ha'achas shifro v'shem ha'shenis puo. Who is Shifro and who is Pur? Rashi says, Shifro zu yuchevet, al shem shemeshaperes es hablad, she hobbled him. Pur zu mirio, al shem shepoyo. Like, smile, smile. She was poyo. Frek Rabbi Rucha, these two miyaldas danger their life to save Klal Yisrael. And so normally when a person, you want to give him a name, you take the main part of his personality and you give him a name, Yaakov Yisrael, Kisorisa Imanoshim Elokim Vatuchol, Tzchoik Osuli Elokim, Shifra, Miriam, Yochevet, Atzadekes, she rubbles kids. Miriam Anavia, Upu, her name is Pua. So Rabbi Yeruchim says one vote, and we'll say later another vote. Rabbi Yeruchim says, there's no big things and small things. Small people think is big things. I saved a lot of people. Chasna, no one is going to, I went. Small things, I helped the guy, I smiled to my charusa, I kept the seder. Small things. This is small people. Big people, Zok Rabbi Ruchem, they do every maise b'shleimus. There's no difference when they save a person or when they smile to a person. They do everything completely with the full kavanah. And it's the same mile by Shifro and Pur, were the small things that they did, like the big things. So you can't say why they're not called on the big things. Ha'odom ha'godloi se dovor kotten bo iso gadlus sho iso es ha'dovor ha'godlu. This is Rabbi Ruchem. I want to say a beautiful, beautiful vote from my uncle, Rabbi Avraham Shmulevitz. Beautiful. Says like this. To save, everyone could save. I'll say it. I don't want to speak against no one, you know. We never speak against people. The Moshe, you have people that give out Kimcha Lepischa. Most people are good. I'm just giving you an example. They give out Kimcha Lepischa. You go to the station where they give out the Kimcha Lepischa and everyone is fighting and a sack potato there. America is not so motzu here, it's more motzu. What you could do, you know, so much people need. You need bread, yeah? Everyone is fighting to get it. The guy that is giving things, I'm a tzaddik, you know, listen, I'm giving so much money. You know, say it. You have a guy that has a chesed organization. Need medical help, you call him. Wait in line for half an hour, and then he's 2 minutes, talks to you, and then puts down the phone. You need to ask him to get you to the asking, yeah? What you could do is helping everyone. No time is it. Picture Shiochevet and Miriam, they come into the house, you know. Pauli said to kill, they come in, take the kid, save him. He's born already, he's saved. Save another kid, throw him out, another kid. That's what they could do. Smile to the kid, okay, rinse him, take care of him. Baruch Hashem, we saved him, give Aldik. The next. They did it with all of the pichivkas. There's a little kid born, you smile to him. Rubble him, Shifra v'pur. I remember my Rebbe, Reb Chaim Kreisler. He would help all the Almonas and Klal Yisrael. So it was a big thing that he did. He was very into it. Remember when I asked him, where is the Sefer? He told me, the list of the Almonas that I helped, that one I'll take. This one, Reb Chaim Kreisler. And he would come and would raise a lot of money. And every Almona, he would come and give money. He would come to the house, you know, the Almoni would marry off a kid, he would have $30,000-$40,000 in his pocket, and he would come knock on the door. In the other pocket, he would take a bar of chocolate and a couple of candies, and he would give to the small little Yosemim. He said, the small little Yosemim don't understand that if the mother has $40,000, the life will be good now. They know there's no father, the matzah is bad now. They understand chocolate is good, candies are good. You're right, the person will say, candy or not, I'm putting up these kids. Now the mother could send them to school, she could send them to camp. I took care of the mother now. He took care of it that moment. Shifra v'pua. The godless was inside the huge big mitzvah that they're doing. To take care of that small little thing. To smile to this person. All of your life you will have a chatim to do big ma'isim. We're going to have big ma'isim. Smile. Shifra v'pua. To remember to be nice to everyone. To do the small ma'isa at the same time that you do the big ma'isa. The same time that you do the big ma'isa. So they got the name Shifra v'pua. Vayikru mele Mitzrayim la miyardes vayemer lehem madu asisim adobar hazeh v'tchayenu es hayelodim. Vatoymer la miyardes ki lo ikanoshim ha-mitzriyos. Vayita v'loikim la miyardes vayire v'om vayatzmu me'oit. Vayiki yoru la miyardes es ha-loikim vayas lehem batim. Rashi says, Bote Kehuna and Bote Levira. So Rebbe Soloveitchik says, Pshat. What would the Mitzrim, Pali said, kill the boys, but not the girls. The Abbas Techayu. Some say, not only he led them, he expected them to save the girls. They wanted the girls for Znus. They wanted to be klal, it's all only girls. So be a ganze umma of girls. Then the mitzvah could do what they want. What would be if it would be only girls? Klal Yisrael will carry on, because we know a guy that marries a Jewish girl, the kid is a Jew. But you know what happens? Nishkan Kohen, and Nishkan Levi, Nishkan, that you don't have. Also Malchus, the one of the Basra, called also Bez Chashmonoim, Vama Malkano. You can't be a melech, we're also shaved. Vayar, vayhi ki yora miyardes elokim, vayas lohem botim. Midah keneged midah Hashem made that the kehuna and the levia, and it came out for Miriam and Yechevet. Because they want the Mesirus Nefesh, it's a mamish of midah keneged midah. Not only they say, they made Klal Yisrael to have the schorim. ויצב פארוי לכל עמוי לימר כל הבן האלוהים האירו תשליחו וכל הבס תחיו. So this posuk is a hard posuk and I will explain. Shaila is, before Shim, I'm not going enough in the whole Indian, you see it in Shabbos when you look, Perek Aleph, the last posuk of Perek Aleph. What happens? So the Orachayim HaKodesh learns really, he said that it's Pshutei Shel Mikro, the system with the Meyaldas failed, they didn't keep the words. So Pari didn't have a brecha. He called his people and he told them, listen, start to go around, get the boys, start to kill them. So it's really the same gzeira. He tried with the miyaldas, it didn't work. So v'yitzav Pari lechol amoi, leimar kol abena yiloyna yirut ha-shrichu v'chol abas techayu. Go around, try. This Dor HaChaim Kodesh says, it's pshutei shel mikra. Chazal tell us not like that. Chazal tell us, Vayitzav Paroi lechol amoi, Rashi says, it's a Gemara in Soito, this is a different, the Gzeya, he tried to get rid of the boys. He asked the Miyaldas, and when they didn't do it, some different people helped him. This Pasuk Chof Beis was a one day Gzeya. Omru lo yatztagnine paroi, hayoim noilad moishiyom shal Yisroel. ואיננו יודעים אם ישראל הוא או מצרי, אבל אנו יודעים שהוא לא יקה על המים. לפי חוך אומר כל הבן האלוהים היועיר אותה שליחו. And the first time was kill the kids now. And he told them, yeah, this, and mistov if not them, different people. אבל ויצא פארי לכל עם, אלימו, כל הבן האלוהים, is היועים. Again, the Rachaim learns it was instead of the Gzeira, it's the famous old Gzeira with the same Gzeira of the Miyaldas, now the Mitzrim have to take care of it. And Rashi in the Gemara and Soita said, was chutz from the Gzeira and Kol HaBen HaYeloid, today was L'chol Amoy, even to the Mitzrim. The Rechaim HaKodesh is busy because Moshe Rabbeinu is born and she's hiding him for a while. But we will go with Chazal. So Chazal tells us that was a special gzeire, chutz from the gzeire to kill Jewish boys, was Hayoim Noilad Moshiim Shel Yisrael, Vanu Roim Shehu Loike Al Hamayim, and Rashi says, and he was really loike b'mei meriva. He was really loike b'mei meriva. Moshe had something to do with water. Even in the Yair, he was really thrown to the Yair and then she saved him. So it's not the time to be mazbe, be machshove. What is veloike al hamayim? What is the pshat that Moshe is loike al hamayim? They knew water is against Moshe, so they wanted to throw him into the water. So the Ma'aril asks the kash. That's the time they come to Paul and say, "Listen, we see today he's born. We see that he will be loike in the water. Just if he's a mitzri or not, the picture is not so clear." They're good at stagnating. What says it will snow? Everything is good. Just one thing mistake that. What was the pshat? The mamash is stagnating power. They know today he's born. Very good. Water is his end. The picture is not closed. We don't see with a yarmulke without. What's the pshat? What mazach? Look at the Ma'ariv. This is a beautiful thought. He says they see cloth. Was a problem. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Jewish kid. He was brought up in Paro's house. He looked at Mitzri and he looked at it. Something was not clear in the picture. They said, we have it clear. He's born today, his end is water. And he looks Mitzri and he saw. That's something we can't figure out. And this was the answer. He's a Jewish kid, but he's brought up in Paro. It's like we said before, that the Beis Halevi says, so what Pauli does, he goes, he makes the gzeira, and he's the one that takes care after it, after Moshe. Vayelech ish mi Beis Halevi, vayikach es Beis Halevi, v'tar ha'isho v'telem ben, v'tir ha'is v'kitoivu, v'tatspinenu shloi she'erochim, v'lo yochlo oid ha'spinoi, v'tikach v'itei v'sgrime, v'titatze v'chosu m'rocho y'klodas ma'yo osala. And Miriam is hiding inside the bushes. Polovicharov once went to America to collect money. He came to a city. The rabbi told him, listen, in this city, Baruch Hashem, everyone gives tzedakah, we have charities, and you know everything goes to the community. You know, Moisness, Rabbein, community. Sure you can hear it the whole time. So, b'meila, we can't give money to yeshivas. Oh, but we love Torah. The yeshiva wants to speak, the Polovicharov, everyone will come to the drasha. But if you, we're just asking no appeals because we need the money for the community. So the Panovich Harav said, "Seder Gomo." Was this Pasha Shmois? Panovich Harav gives it. Drasha. He asks the Kasha. Chazal tell us, and again, it goes into big arguments, but we'll just go with the Chazal that Rashi brings down, that Be'etzem, Yochevet and Amram, they were married. And they separate from each other because they didn't want to bring kids to the world, because they didn't want the kids to be killed. Amoloi Yocheved Lem, Amoloi Miriam. Miriam told her parents, "You're worse from Pari. Pari only wants to kill men. You're also killing girls." Asid, Asidim atem lahoylid ben shu yemoshiyam shel Yisrael. She had a nevuah. And Chazal say, when the mother cannot hide him anymore, she put him inside the basket. And her father took his sandal. He called her, "Amrabiti, nevuah shenisbaz." Where's your nevuah? So Miriam is a nevuah. Look what happens. In 3 months, they can't hide the kid. They put him inside the basket. They put him inside the water. Amram doesn't go to see what will happen. Hashem, I did my best. Yocheved doesn't go. Miriam, a nevuah, she's the one that's standing inside the bushes. So in Brisk, they say, this is from Rav Sudla in America, and I asked him this kasha years ago, Summer Shabbos. So he said that in Brisk, they say there's a deen that Novi Oymed al Nevuasai. like Yoino stands outside Nineveh, he wants to see that Nineveh nechrates. It's kilo a tafkid of a Navi to take care of his nevuah. Like Moshe Rabbeinu comes says, "Me'az dobri al paro imatzel lo itzalto." What's your business? So b'meile Miriam Hanavira has to stand there to see that Moshe Rabbeinu is safe. It's a briskevol. But Panovich Rav said a different tarets. He said, Chafetz Chaim says the same vote almost. She knew that he will be saved. It says, the Chafetz Chaim says, the Mekoshesh, they put him in jail. Ledeo Maya Osaloi. Rashi says, Yoidim Shah Yochayev Misa. Just they didn't know what Misa. She knew there's going to be miracles. She knows. She had a nevuah. She wanted to see that big hand stretch. If you would have the option to see that stretch, you would run. We'll see later what happened if the hand became shorter, it stayed big. Hey, I'm not going, if we have time, we'll get into that, yeah? The hand shrank back, or she stayed with a big hand? We'll see later. When we called Mekoyim, then it's totally how she brought it back. If she had to pull it back, it got short. If she picked it up, if we'll have time, we'll get to that. She wanted to see that. So she went to see the miracles. It's like the Panovich Arov. When I go around the world to collect money for Panovich, I know the yeshivas Panovich will survive. I just go around to see who will have the schus to give money. Chotch, I know this kehila doesn't have a schus. And he went down, and for sure everyone gave. Yeah? So the famous Maize. The Maize in Rambam steht nicht das. In Rambam, Maluchis Metzoiro steht that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. And even Miriam, at Tzadeikis, that spoke Lashon Hara, got punished. So the Rambam says, Yechid Tzoras, Sha'afilu Miriam Shemosro Nafsho Al Moshe, V'sikno be'atzmoy le'atziloy min ha'mayim. V'loy kivno le'daber b'gnusoy v'dibro rak alochiyo, afilo echo ne'ensho. So the Rambam calls it V'sikno be'atzmoy le'atziloy min ha'mayim. The Rambam learned that Miriam took a chance. She went to save him. Maybe the other ones, the bushes were too big to hide. She was a little kid. But she went to danger to save him. So not the Pshat Stam, Miriam and Avia went to look. Vateret basparu ilichot al ha'yoir, v'na'arosei ha'yichos al yad ha'yoir. Vateres ha'teivo b'teichasuf, v'tishlach es amoso v'tikochei. Chazal say, that her hand became more than Saito very long. Chaim Shmuel Levitz had a shmuz, Rabbi Yisrael. And the shmuz he would say every time. And so far, the baby is in the middle of the water. And Baspari sends her hand and Hashem makes a nest and the hand becomes bigger. A person has to do ishtadlis. He said it in the shmuz. Chazal say that Tomo knew she has to have a baby from Yehuda. So she went, she dressed up like a Zayna, and Yehuda comes. Chazal asks a kasha, Yehuda? Yehuda? You go over to a Zayna? So Chazal chas v'sholem, malach doch for Rashi says. Yehuda would never go over. A malach forced it. Frank de Welt, everything is good. Tomer went. But what Tomer taught when she went? That Yehuda will come over? Yehuda will never go over to Zayna. The Malach, she said, I have to do my part. Hashem will do the rest. A person cannot stop. A person say, I can't finish the Masechta. Start! It will happen in the end. But it's impossible. But start. Do things that it's even impossible to happen. And Hashem will make the rest will happen. You have to start. You have to move ahead. Tomo stands there and there's no chance that Yehuda will come. There's a Sefer Kitoy brings down from the Sasa with the Alta that he was in a forest. There were seven people. They didn't have a minion. So they wanted to daven. He said, but we don't have ten. So what we could do, it's a forest. So the Sasev Rebbe said, but we have to do ishtadlis. And he started to yell, Atzente, Atzente, and three people were there. And he came to daven. And he said more from that. When a person will come to the Shemayim, and it's very scary to say it, but he said it. And he will say, Oynes Rachmone Patre. They will ask him in the forest, you yelled at Atzente. If he would say no, punish. But I can't. But you started to walk. I got up, I had a headache. You got dressed and you took a cup of tea, or you stayed in bed? Stayed in bed, Bittul Teira of 12 hours, every minute is Gachli Rasamim. Every minute Bittul Teira is, you know, they take boiling coals, they put it in your mouth and you chew it. This one is Gehenna. So you have 12 hours of a whole day, because you had a headache. But I had a terrible headache. But you got up, you took a pill, I didn't have a pill. You called someone if he has a pill? Not to swallow the whole bag, but at least two. You tried? You didn't try. No Eines Rachmone Patre. No Eines Rachmone Patre. No Eines Rachmone Patre. Vatishlach es amoso. She sent her hand. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nes. Nishtavre vo yodo. Nishtavre vo yodo. A person has to jump. You don't say, I can't. You say, I could. When you say, I could, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it. It doesn't look that you will manage. Say yes. If you say no, you will never get nowhere. You're in the forest. Try to get a minion. I remember we went away for Shabbos Chanukah. So I went early to light menorahs for the Olam. I tried to make a meal for Ma'ariv. It was no 10 people for Ma'ariv. And I tried to daven Ma'ariv every time with Tzibur. I decided it doesn't make a difference. I'm stopping everything and I'm trying. It was 20 people for Ma'ariv. It was not shy, everyone. That was not the mindset. The million happened. It's every time like that. Every time like that. It has to be a mess, but you have to do it. You know, we have now the families in Al-Nuf. They were killed. Arabs made a terrorist attack. Terrible thing. But it was not enough money for the families. A lot of tzaras. So I called one person. I wanted to make a campaign. It doesn't work. The second person, the third person, the fourth person, the fifth person. I thought I called the last person. I told him, you have to do it. I said, if you want to talk to me, to have more shaykhs to me, I'm going to have you to do it. This is the way to have shaykhs. You keep the gzeira. He said, what would be if not? I said, you do. And before we knew, millions came in. So everyone looks, yeah, very impassioned. Compare this. I'm not very impassioned. It was fail and fail and fail and fail and fail. And the last one that already, and you know, every guy that he failed, you can burn the connections. Now for sure, everyone feels sorry, so. they feel stupid that they didn't do it. What, how people would do, what, how to run around the world? Listen. You have to try to do it. You have to try. That's what to lose. So it doesn't work. It doesn't look possible. And because of it's not possible. This is what we learn from Bas Power. Finish with a little vitz. They say over, that when I was a kid I read that story, that we get to the parsha and such. Maybe two mazachas. One vitz and one good vote. They said it was about one of the Arab countries was the argument. Well, you know, who is right, the Jewish people or the Islam? So I think it was Turkey, that country. And, you know, the governor, the sultan, they called him. He called the head of the Arab, was the Qadi. And he called the Rav for argument, who is right? And they went into the king the third day, you know, everyone was waiting outside. And the Jewish prisoner is the first time that he goes into the king, to the Sultan. The Qadi goes in every, you know, when they come near the house of the Qadi, near the room, you know, everyone takes off the shoes. He didn't know what it is. So he held on to his shoes and he walked in. Everyone put his shoes in the side, you know, it's a side room. So you know, everyone's coming in and the Qadi starts, you look at the Jews. Look at the Jews. They even don't know how to respect the king. He comes in with his hands and his shoes in his hands. So that Rav said, I'll tell you, it says in the Parsha Shmois, that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the snare, Hashem told him, Shal na'alecho me'al raglecho. Take off your shoes. It doesn't say that he put back on his shoes. When Moshe put back on his shoes, so everyone was quiet. So he said, we have a Messiah that the Arabs stole his shoes. So the guy started to scream, a liar. Arabs came only 1,000 years later. So he said, King, you hear what he said? So he won the game. When I was a kid, this was we hear the cheder. A vitz and Parsha Shmois. I want to finish with one revolt. It says in the end of the Parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem says, Ma ze biyotcho? Vayan Moshe vayim, vayin lo yaminu li ve lo yishmo bekoili ki yimru le nir elecho Hashem. They will not believe me. Perek Dalet Posuk Aleph, Perek Dalet Posuk Aleph. Vayimer lo Hashem, Ma ze biyotcho? Vayimer mate, vayimer ashtichayu laaretz, vayishlichayinu laaretzo, vayi le nochosh. Leman yaminu ki nir elecho Hashem. ויאמר השם מועד אביותך בחקר ויאמר בחקר והנה יהיה למצורס כשלג. Rashi says, what is these two moifsim? Moishe spoke לו שנור על כלל ישראל. והן לא יאמינו לי. כלל ישראל will not believe me. So he was nervous that כלל ישראל will not believe. So Hashem said, he said לו שנור, and נוחש also spoke לו שנור. He spoke לו שנור, your hands will be white like a מצוירה. לו שנור. והיו כי לא יאמינו לך ולא ישמעו לכל האויסו ראשון, יאמינו לכל האויסו אחר. אם לא יאמינו גם לשתי האויסו האלו, לקחת ממי היוער ושופחת על היבושה והיו המים אשר תיקח מן היוער והיו לדם ביבושס. So the shaila is, עמוד נזח. Moshe says, ואין לא יאמינו לי, השם says, לא שנורא, snake. Listen, if they don't believe in these two, Moshe, I have another idea. Take some blood, water. Ah, Hashem, you also have a tzara, they will not listen. So what was bad by Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe, hey, lo yaminu li. Moshe, loshenore, snake. Moshe, loshenore, metzoyer. Then, ve'im lo yaminu lecho, l'shtei oises. For those, ve'im lo yaminu lecho. And if they will not believe, I'm giving you another idea. Go to the water, put the water outside, it will turn to blood. Ah, so it's a tzad that they will not believe. So, oh, what's the name? You're yelling at me how I can speak Lashonara that they will not believe. Some say the Kash in a different nusach. What was Moshe's business to say that they will not believe? Do what Hashem told you. So it's a famous vote. If you don't believe that they will believe, they will not believe. Moshe said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't think Klal Yisrael are holding and believing. So Hashem tells them, so they will not believe even to the Moshe. I heard once from a mechanech, there was a school that they got every time the list, you know, the Rebbe from the first year gave the Rebbe for the second year the list, you know, this boy is an A, he's a B, he's a D, he's a Z, you know, everyone. So it was like 8th to 7th grade, and the Rebbe of the 7th grade gives the list. And one bachur, he read terrible, yeah? But it was a mistake in the writing, and the new Rebbe written down that he's the best guy in the class. In the middle of the year, the Rebbe of the 7th year meets the Rebbe of the 8th, and he asks him, how is Finkelstein? I'm starting saying your name, yeah? He said, I'm the best guy. He said, what? He said, what do you mean, what? But you're also the best guy. when me was the best guy, you read it wrong. So what is the pshat? Not only that Finkelstein became the best guy, because the Rebbe thought that he's the best guy, not only that he turned. The Rebbe even didn't realize for one day that he's not. When he started to shear, he looked on him and he said, hey, this is what he's asking, this is what he asked, and it became good. And the Rebbe believed that he's the best, so he became the best. We don't know, Mr. Hashem, you'll have kids. I'll meet him, Mr. Hashem, all of you. If you believe in the Talmud, he becomes. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Ribbono Shel Olam, "V'im lo yaminu li." Hashem says, even after 2 weeks, they will not believe you. If you feel that Klal Yisrael are not holding and believing, they will talk and not believe. But if you will hold that they can believe, the mele, they will be matzliach. Shabbos.